Welcome to another edition of Tag Talks. I'm Brigadier General Greg Johnson, Tag 63, and today we're doing our episode number 15 for this season, and it's all about social media. All about social media. I am probably as excited as I can be right now to do a Tag Talks with you two ladies. But let's just start by introducing yourselves, and I'm gonna let you guys do it, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of what the heck are we doing with social media. So go ahead, Adrian.
I'm Captain Adrian Holland. I am an AG officer by trade, and for social media, I came on in about November, and I am the content manager. So whatever content we're putting out, I'm the first level of approval before it gets to our boss for final bless off going out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Awesome. Cadence, go ahead.
I am Cadence Baker. And even though I am new to the Army scene, I've been here since about July. I have been doing social media for about 5 years, most of my career at this point. I have a master's in communication, so I'm no stranger to social media, just still learning the Army a little bit. But I mostly do content creation, data, and I also do a little bit of social listening.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so welcome, ladies, to the talk today. What's the so what on social media? And then I want you guys to explain, like, what's the team all comprised of?
So right now there are three content creators. We have Cadence, we have Amber, who's actually here in the studio with us, and then we have Suzanne. And they each have what we call a beat. So of all the divisions in Tag, they each manage one or, well, they manage multiple divisions for their content. And we kind of look at content creation through the lens of, we have so many subject matter experts in Tag who really understand, hey, this policy, we need to tell people about this change. And what this team does is, takes all that, digests it, we sit, we brainstorm, and then we figure out how we put that on social media in a way that our audience can digest it, and then direct them back to like that really long policy or regulation that teaches them how to do it. And so that's really our team. And then our boss is Lieutenant Colonel Grecky Fielder. And she really, you know, works hand in hand with you and the DTAG and Sergeant Major to make sure that the vision of transparency through social media and really getting that information out, that we're doing that through the lens of you and Sergeant Major's really vision for taking care of people. Cadence, what did I miss?
Yeah, I mean, back to your original point, sir, the so what of social media is really just meeting people where they are, right? I mean, most people you talk to are gonna have some form of social media.
Most.
I say most. I've met some people who don't have social media and I'm like, what are you doing? excuse me, this is my job. But no, definitely meeting people where they are, getting content where they already are so that they can actually ascertain what's going on in the space, right? Social media is where a lot of people get their news nowadays. That's where they connect with their families. So we just want to be in a space where we can also help them along in their journey, whatever they're doing in their job.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I mean, the way I look at it is very much that, hey, if this is the place that folks are interacting, communicating, getting information, doing all of those things, it's not a large leap for me to go, hey, that's a forum that we could use to inform, educate, and train. In the HR space. So, you know, we're here at the Human Resources Command, we're in the Adjutant General, so we do all these things that are all about people, you know, promotions, awards, the evaluations board, right? We do transitions, you know, the topics and things that we do are vast. And then sometimes they are complicated, right? Some of these policies, it took me a while to go through the Montgomery GI Bill, 9/11 GI Bill, you know, stipulations the other day. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have our own Tag Talk on that topic in particular. But using this forum to get that information out.
Right.
what's cool about you guys or gals is really you're like creatives, right? You're building content. I mean, what's that like?
So I like to think of it as an art and a science, right? So we have all of our data to back up our metrics and making sure that, you know, what we're putting out is actually what the field wants us to put out, right? So we have a lot of historical data that informs us. But also part of that is taking that data and making it into something that's digestible, like Adrian mentioned earlier, something that the field can easily understand so that the people doing the reading and making sure that we understand what's going on, we can take all of that information and create it into a 5-second reel, a 5-second video, a short little graphic, right? So we can do the thinking for you so that you don't have to waste your time, you know, reading through your entire policy if maybe it doesn't even apply to you. You don't even know.
Yeah.
I think one of the great things there is, like, because we have the subject matter experts, one of the things that I think the team has really done well is we have an engagement sync. Mm-hmm. We brainstorm with the divisions, right? They all have somebody who is in charge of, like, really monitoring their own social media. Mm-hmm. So there are subject matter experts. Hey, we get a question about something in promotions. We reach out to promotions. They provide that answer. But one of the things that we've gotten really good at, I think, is, like, hey, if you had to tell me the two most important sentences about this entire MLPER or this entire regulation change, like, what are the two things you want a soldier to take away, or what are the 5 things you need them to take away? And I think as we've developed it over time, it also helps even just the divisions think about it. Like, if I only had a 2-minute elevator pitch to tell a soldier, I need you to know this one thing. And I think that's really what we're doing on social media. Like, sure, this is a 12-page exord, and maybe you can't digest all of it, but we're really trying to give you the so what, and in a way where you remember it, because maybe it's an Instagram reel and it's funny, and so it kind of sticks with you. Or it's a job posting on LinkedIn, and it's also connected to, like, a federal resume writing class, and so you feel like a connection to that content.
Yeah.
That's not just to inform, but also to help.
Yeah, easier digestible, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know. My head hurts when I'm trying to read a 12-page MLPER. So, you know, I know most of the audience probably feels that pain too. So, you know, how we boil it down and then get it to, you know, be understandable, I think is pretty cool. And then on the other hand, it takes some skill. It really does.
We do. So that she'll never, like, her and Amber and the team they're, like, so humble, and they think that what they do is so easy. But really, we sit collectively in the office. For the Army listeners, you know, we sit with a big butcher board of paper. And when we're doing campaigns, we lay it out. You know, what is it that we really want to say? And how do we do that chronologically over time? What division does that hit? Who do we need to reach out to? Do we want to do a video? Do we want to do a graphic? Do we want it to be funny? Do we want it to be serious? And we do that usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We'll do, like, a large collab and kind of figure out where we want to go on whatever campaign we're in. And so we do try to follow, you know, a stratcom of, hey, what are we doing for the whole year? Why does it matter, and how do we make soldiers digest this information we think is important to them?
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, maybe pull the string a little bit on, like, hey, how are you deciding what to do, Katie?
So there's a lot of strategy that goes into it, sir. You know, I think a lot of people, when they see social media posts, they see a photo or a graphic, and they're like, oh, that probably didn't take you very long to, like, think about why, you know, it's a, you know, a soldier in a certain location versus maybe a soldier in an office. And that's great that everybody thinks that, you know, but, you know, just
much
pulling,
more to it.
There's much more to it, sir. There's a lot of strategy involved. A lot of times there's a reason why a certain picture is chosen. So, for example, if I'm talking about IPSE, for example, I might choose a photo of someone actually using IPSE, right? Or if I'm doing a graphic about maybe, like, a survey, right? There's a lot of research that's gone into what colors you want to use for certain things. And, for example, blue inspires trust. So when you're doing surveys, you maybe want to make the graphic blue, because your audience is automatically going to be predispositioned to trust that graphic, mm-hmm. a little bit more, trust mm-hmm. that survey. So as much as I want it to be like, oh, it's a pretty graphic, no, there's a lot of strategy that goes behind it.
Well, I think to kind of the point of what you're making, we've built this team kind of, right now we have a mix of folks, right? We have military folks, we have civilians. We've actually changed civilian positions to be social media hires and social media experts and brought some folks in for data, right? We've really thought through how to build a team and then gone out and really tried to recruit and hire. So, I mean, I know you've been one of our recruits, per se, on the civilian side, right? We've had several that we've you know, reached out to and have pulled into the team. So, I think we're all along the right route, you know, and we're learning as we do this. I don't know, what's some of the stuff that you guys have learned along the way as we've built the team?
So I think the first thing, you know, Cadence and Captain Lucy Givens, not here anymore, and Zaire, part of our original team that have moved on, really started to build the following, and we're creating better content, not just a static PowerPoint, which as we got a larger audience and we started to sit down and think about, okay, what do we mean by a social media campaign? One of the things we kept finding out, whether it was you or Sergeant Major or really anyone, is that people just didn't even understand everything that Tag D touches, right? Outside of your assignments and like RETs and SEPs, everything else you think of with HRC, hey, accepted, you know, being reviewed by examiner, that's us here in Tag D, or promotion boards or consider pop, all that stuff is here. And so the first thing we did was, hey, let's tell everyone what Tag does.
Yeah.
So we called it like the reintroduction of Tag, because we thought like the most important thing was, let's tell our story, who we are, how we take care of people, and really build a following so that when we jumped off into what we now have as a PCS campaign, we had a larger following to follow that. So we grew.
Yeah.
We almost doubled in about 2.5 months. We went from 500 followers on Instagram to right now we're at like 1030.
Yeah.
But what we're looking at for the StratCom, sir, is really this idea that the Army, not just units, have kind of a natural ebb and flow of when things are happening. And right now it's summer PCS season. We just started kicking that off in April. And those are huge, life-changing events for soldiers. And so what we're really trying to do with that one is, hey, if we could tell you a couple things from Tag D that we think would make it easier for you, because we know that that's such a tough time for soldiers.
Emotional time.
It's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
And then as we move into the summer, we're looking at safety and how is your move going, and maybe these are the things that didn't go so right. And then moving into the end of the year as HR professionals, closing out that fiscal year, here are some tips, and boards are coming up, and just kind of trying to follow the natural rhythm of the Army to put the content that matters at the right time.
Yeah.
It's great to put out PCS content anytime, but if we're doing it in October when it's not as relevant as it is in March, then I think we missed the mark. And that's a big thing that we talk about. Yeah. It's important to get the timing correct, not just the content.
Well, I mean, you know, back to the strategy, right? You get some themes. I've given you some themes, right? I always want us to be able to talk about how we're taking care of people, right? That's one of the big things for me. Hey, we got a lot of folks here focused on taking care of people, and let's talk that a little bit. There's also some innovation stuff we're doing in multiple different teams. You know, how do we explain and share that, that we're not, you know, we're not 1950s HR. We're actually, you know, 2024, moving forward with some really great capabilities. And, you know, hey, come join the team. And then obviously the training and education piece is huge for me, because to your point, you're trying to alleviate maybe some of that stress or that unknown, you know, in a creative way. But to do all that, you got to go back to strategy. You know, you guys are running an execution kind of matrix on, hey, how do I build content over time, drop it at the right spot? I mean, there's a lot of thinking on your team that's needed. Anyway, so Cadence, I mean, how have you enjoyed it since you've been on? on the
I
team?
I mean, I love my job, sir. I definitely, it's so rewarding to actually be able to see, you know, the channels grow. It's exciting to see soldiers actually coming and saying, wow, this was really helpful content. Yeah. This was something that I didn't even think about. You know, actually being able to make an impact from our social media has been, you know, way more rewarding than anything that I've done previously. And with that said, I mean, there's always a potential to grow, right? That's where we're at now, is that we want to grow and continue to develop on what we've already learned. We've laid a really good foundation, and now we really just have to continue to execute it and continue to take care of our people.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit, because one of the things that I think we're still getting better at, right, is, you know, how do you talk to different audiences? So maybe talk a little bit about that. Like, hey, what is that first? I think a lot of people understand, but, you know, let's talk through that a little bit.
Yes, sir. So we have a large following on Facebook, unsurprisingly, because that's really the key core demographic of the Army right now, is Facebook.
As do most units, right?
Right.
Most units have a Facebook page.
And they've had Facebook around forever. And we've moved into LinkedIn, and we're starting to have a really large following there. As well. But really what we've been focused on right now is trying to grow Instagram, because that's really where we're going to get our younger generation of soldiers who really digest things through reels and stories and, you know, quick little bites. But what Cadence and the team is so good about for us green suiters, right, who are like, well, we'll just put this post out, it'll be fine, is it's really that
we've tried that.
It's never gone well.
I don't know.
It's really, they're the subject matter experts in that, right? So Instagram is a certain type of audience, and they expect a certain type of content there. And there's tons of research to back that up. And Facebook is a different type of audience, right? So Facebook can be a little more dense. It can be a little more dry. Typically, if somebody is coming to Facebook, they're looking for an answer, they're looking for a how-to, they're looking for a lengthy discussion. A lot of times I'll joke, like, I'm just here for the comments, right? Because people are in the comments
There's a lot.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
And then in LinkedIn, that's a professional space. So where we at our, you know, you mentioned innovation. How are we taking care of people in an innovative way? We try to focus our LinkedIn content on innovation. How is this new app gonna help soldiers? Here are all these professional opportunities for you, federal resume writing classes, come work at TAG, these are our positions. We're going here for recruiting events.
Yeah.
And really understanding that each platform is different, and the content creators, Amber and Suzanne and Cadence, what a lot of people don't understand is it isn't just a reel. You might just be watching an Instagram reel because that's where you choose to follow us, but they also created a Facebook that has how-tos and a different graphic and lots of more information and probably a share or something more innovative and graphic on LinkedIn. Yeah. And so what might seem like one piece of content to the person who's digesting it on Facebook or Instagram is really like they made three pieces of content. And if it's veteran related, they're also making content for the Veterans S1 as well.
Yeah, which is a separate Facebook page.
Yes, which is a separate Facebook page.
So you're shaping the content on the platform based on, hey, what's the likely audience on that platform? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, yes, I've actually shared stuff off of other platforms, right? Then, you know, paid the consequences on LinkedIn. which is, you know, it's okay. For us, I think, you know, we're learning as we go. Now, hey, I'm a big data person. You know, how does that play into it?
Well, and that's something we've recently started doing. So not only, like, we can see the data for ourselves. So we can pull that. We can look through comments. But the other thing that I think we've done more successfully lately is using that data to internally here in Tag D show really the power of social media, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that people don't want to use social media, but as you stated up front, so not everybody is on social media. So not everyone always understands how powerful it can be.
Yeah.
And we can show all sorts of stuff. Hey, our demographic of viewers on Facebook is aged 35 to 55, 50-50 split nearly of men and women. Cadence will regularly put, like, this is our reach. You know, this particular piece of content reached approximately 38,000 people.
Yeah.
And that stuff drives not only content, but really tells us what our audience wants the most of, right? Like, if it's about meal pay, that is going to perform very, very well. Anything to do with soldier pay, soldiers want to hear about. And we can see all that. We can pull that, we can report it, we can use that to see where things are going. Like, are we starting to get comments and sentiment kind of back that the force is unhappy about something? And I think the other really powerful thing, and Cadence, I'll let you talk about this, is how we're able to, like, directly talk to them. Mm-hmm. Because we have somebody who monitors each platform all day for the comments and for DMs.
Yeah.
So
and I kind of call that a little bit of social care.
The
right?
social care yes. part.
Definitely the social care. And we are very, very fortunate because we have Miss Annie O'Connor, who does a fantastic job really talking through issues with soldiers, questions with soldiers. The one great thing about social media is that we do have a direct link to the soldiers, right? They don't have to sit on the phone. They don't have to, you know, wait for a response in email. They can message us on social media, and we can try to get their questions answered as quickly as possible, right? Because we don't want them sitting there, you know, wasting time worrying about, you know, their pay issue when they could be doing something in the field, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that is really unique about social media, is that we can really solve those issues from the get-go before they even become an issue.
Yeah, well, and I think early on for me, you know, obviously I have my own social media, you know, account, but I would, you know, if you go back a couple of years, you could see, hey, all these comments on, say, the HRC webpage or on the Facebook page, you know, and then you'd see some in other places. And you know, I know I'd asked you, hey, please engage as we start to see these kind of comments, especially if there's egregious things. It's like, hey, you could probably solve it. Someone on the tag team can probably solve whatever the problem that we're seeing written on social media is, especially on our own sites. And so you guys have done, I think, a pretty good job of that.
I think Annie would say for every one soldier we directly interface with, we typically find that it is affecting 10, 100, 1,000 soldiers. And usually, you know, we're not trying to get in between chains of command. Obviously, everyone is trying to help. But what we find is it is a larger problem. They're not the only one frustrated by this. They're just the only one that reached out to us.
Yeah.
And I think what's great is we can see that not only just because of a direct message, but we can go back through and pull some back-end analytics out of the system, you know, and see, like, oh, hey, there's a lot of comments about this particular issue, and because it's here in our directorate, we can bring it straight to a deputy or straight to, you know, the chief of that division. They look into it, and instead of it taking weeks, months to fix, it's typically these issues are solved in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And we can get a message out immediately on social media.
Well, and that's what I was going to pull out of you. The other thing is that you're seeing, okay, hey, five things here, maybe it's more, I'm going to build content to actually address that. This is where you go to solve it, right? Mm-hmm. This is where what you need to do to fix whatever your team is doing, wherever you're at, right? You're using that real data and that real information to then build content to educate and train, which is like the real time, you know, what makes this team, I don't know, that's like the superpower of this team, if you ask me. You know, and it's helping a soldier, right? This is about taking care of people. You know, when I jump up to the strategic level, I go, hey, this is directly linked to the HRC 2030 vision, which is about how do we improve that soldier experience so then folks feel like, you know, hey, there's an entity here that's gonna help, and, you know, I'm gonna serve longer, and then when I get out of the Army, I know, hey, there's people here to help me in the Veterans S1. You know, I'm more apt to advocate someone to serve. So I see, you know, social media, right, is cool. It can be cool, it could be neat, it could be fun, you know, it could be creative, but at the end of the day, it's also helping us, I think, do the important job of keeping this Army, you know, strong and good for the nation.
I think one of the really cool things, sir, that we've seen, you know, one of your programs, The Good Actors, is as we've grown social media, it's not just us talking to people in the comments. You know, you've coined the phrase good actors. And we have people reach out, all different branches, all different ranks. There's a soldier having a problem. And before sometimes we can even answer their question, there will be another HR professional or a commander or a first sergeant in the comments helping them. And the more we grow those platforms, and that is a space where people feel safe to help each other. And I think the way that has been done so well, and we've got so much positive feedback from that, is good actors, right?
Yeah.
A note out to those people saying, hey, we see all the good work you're doing, taking care of troops, taking care of soldiers, and really just saying thank you and keep doing that. And we do that, and you do that every week, sir.
Yeah.
And I just, I think that there's a lot of value in that, to not only say we're taking care of people, but we're also taking care of the people taking care of people.
Yeah. I like telling people thank you for, right, engaging and helping, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good leadership trait to have, right? When you see something out there, especially if you're in a forum, you know, go ahead and help folks. You know, I think that's a good thing. And, you know, I tell folks, hey, we all get better together. So the more that you help and the more that we help, right, you know, at the end of the day, that soldier is going to be better off. So thanks for pointing that out.
Those are my favorite things to see on social media, when people take pictures of your one-star notes, sir, and they post them to social media, and they're like, oh, look at what I got. This is happy mail. Like, this is, it reinforces the mission, really. It reinforces what they're doing.
And I think it creates a safe place for people to feel like they can engage. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, the comments could turn negative, but we have not seen that. What we've seen is we don't see people jumping over and saying, you're wrong, that isn't right. We'll say, oh, hey, I actually think it's this. And it's very professional and very helpful, and it's really changing a culture, really, to focus around taking care of people. What is it to be an HR professional? We're taking care of people, even if that's on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Or Facebook or LinkedIn. And it's really cool to be a part of, to see it will never always be positive, but the vast majority of it feels really positive.
Yeah, no, I think when you dive into this and you really chew on this, it's a pretty good capability to have, and then we're really trying to foster right learning and education, but also right we're trying to foster good actors, right? Hey, do good things for each other, and the Army's better off. So I think those are all great things. We are about time though, so I'm gonna let Cadence go ahead and lay it down for us here at the end. Before we call it quits for this Tag Talks.
I mean, I think the best thing about having social media is really that it is social, right? It creates a link between us at Tag D and the soldier. It's a direct link. You know, you don't need to know someone who knows someone who calls them on their phone. You know, you can have a direct link to us so that we can help, right? We can educate. We can innovate. These are things that we take really seriously, and it really does make an impact. And I think the longer that we continue this journey, the more impact we'll have over time.
Yeah. No, that's powerful. That's powerful. Thanks, Adrian.
As always, shameless plug to follow the Adjutant General. Directorate on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And you can listen to Tag Talks on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes.
Everywhere.
Really anywhere.
And sir, as always, you've always given me incredible opportunities to do cutting edge things, and I love this job and taking care of people in this way. And I just, I'm excited to see where we go.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
Yeah. Kudos to the team. You guys are doing some good work. Obviously, I'm going to lean on you, right? We got to do more. We want to do more all the time. But extremely proud of you and what you guys are doing, what the whole team is doing to really use this capability for good and for some strategic value, too. So thanks, folks, for listening in here at another Tac Talks. And obviously, Adrian's already said it, but hey, if you want to follow us on the Adjutant General, we're all on all those sites and looking forward to connecting soon. Thanks.